this week, Parshas Bamidbar, the pasuk tells us, "Vachoyni v'amishkan kedmo lifnei al-moed mizrocho Moshe ve'Aaron vona." Moshe ve'Aaron stand to sing in front of the Mishkan. Shoyrim mishmeres amigdosh. They are guarding the Migdosh, the Mishkan. The mishmeres ben Yisrael. V'azor hakorav yumos. Anybody who gets close will die. Hazar hakorav yumos is what he says. It's not the first time it says Hazar hakorav yumos. So the Gemara in Erchin asks, why do you have to say again Hazar hakorav yumos? The Gemara learns from here that from here you learn that there's a new chiddush at Hazar hakorav yumos. That not only when Am Yisrael, a regular Yisrael goes into the Migdosh, you have a Hazar hakorav yumos, but when a Levi himself, there's different jobs a Levi has. A Levi could be either a, or the Gemara brings the example of Mishoyer. Mishoyer means that he sings. Or it could be a Shoyer. Shoyer is someone who closes the shahr and closes the gates of his English, of the Mishkan. If a Levi replaced and switched around the staff kids, he's Chayav. The Gemara says, it's Machlek, it's Chayav Miso, it's Azaro. But you learn from here, Omar Abayi Tim Yishoy Shishir B'Shechaver B'Misa Shema V'Chuyif V'Yamish V'Kid N'Eron Moed V'Hazar Kerab Yumus My Zor Ilim Azar Mamish. Just tell me Azar Yisrael K'tiv Chazim L'Alav Zar Dari Savoyda. So a lady cannot switch. He's either a singer or he is the gatekeeper. Right? That's what he closes the gates. That's what the Gemara says over here. What's funny is that Mamish at same daf, the Gemara speaks about a few lines before. The Gemara says that how do you know the idea of Shiro Balevim? Or brings different Makaris. One of the Makaris is, it says, Moshe Yedaber Ve'elokim Ya'anenu Bekoil. Moshe is going to speak, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him an instruction. Rashi says, Rashi, Shamitzave L'Shoirer, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah to sing as a Levi, lefisha Moshe Levi hoyo. Moshe was a Levi. Kfatpev chad loshon. He couldn't talk well. Pribashwa, he told me he has to sing. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi that sang. Oh, so you can see that's right. Okay. Basically, let's leave that alone, the part of that ish alone. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mishoyrim. So the Chur Moshe Rabbeinu, that was his tafkid. Now here in our pasuk, what is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to? Shoyrim mishmeres hamikdash, and the Gemara Maseches Tami learns from here that Moshe Rabbeinu had a tafkid as a Levi. The Gemara learns there that a Levi needs to guard Beis Hamikdash. Levi and Kohen, the Kohanim were guarding inside, Levi were guarding outside. So the tafkid of that Levi was to guard outside. So the Mefarshim ask the Achronim, the Spaneach, the Yavetz, how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu did both? It says the Levi cannot switch his tafkid. So it says that if he was Mishoyer, became a Shoyer, or a Shoyer and Mishoyer, you can't change. It's not getting Mishoyer, but he's a singer in one hand, and the other hand, he is a Shoymer. How is that Shaykh? That's what the Achronim ask. The Yavetz wants to say and answer that a Levi cannot, if he has one tafkid, he can go and switch, do something else. But if Mikara, he gave him two tafkidim, so he could do it. Zakoyah. But he also had the concept of a Levi. That's the idea to say. Many are chayim are bothered by mechitesi. This is just it. But the answer is, I want to give an answer. Bring an answer that's brought down here also. The Chavetz Hashem brings it over here. But to start with the idea that the Briskarov says in this week's Pasha. It's a famous Briskarov in this week's Pasha. The Briskarov goes ahead to explain the difference between a Levi and a Koyim. And he says a Levi, we have a din, as we just learned, that a Levi cannot switch from one avodah to another avodah. Can't. But a Kohen could. A Kohen, there's no Indian that a Kohen should do something specific. Any Kohen can do anything. The Kohen good has a special tafkid. But the Kohanim themselves, there's no din. What's the difference? So says the Briskarov, he builds a whole thing, what to say, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, he explains the Rambam. But the difference is that by Levim, it says Loshon Minui. And that's this week's Pasha as well, in the end of the Pasha. It says that Aaron HaKohen would come and he would appoint Levim. Aaron Levon Yevol V'Somu Oysom Ishiyo D'Somu Sorry. He had to be appointed to do what they had to do. What does Levi do? Comes the Kohen and appoints him. So you have an appointment what to do. So Levi has a specific appointment. he can go in and switch around. Hashem can a koyin. There's no specific appointment, and he goes there to bring the screw up. That's the pshat. We know that a koyin, they used to do a pais, they used to do a goyro, and he a k'tayris or a tamin shachar, they would go in and do a goyro. What's the goyro? The goyro is because any person could be going and do it, but they had to the koyin choose once and did a goyro. There's no specific tefkid, there's no specific jobs to every koyin. Hashem can a levi, everyone has a specific job. So therefore, when you appoint to one thing, if you switch around, then that's the term of the Zohar Kerev Yumas. That's only a din on a levi, not a din on a koyin. Now, when you go in and look at the levim, the maise, put it together, but there's three jobs the levi has in the base of English, don't we know? Two jobs we mentioned before. One is singing, and the other lane is a shoyer. What's a shoyer? Open and close the gates. But then there's the third one, which we were mavliya before in our words, which is a shoymer, to guard the Beis HaMikdash and make sure that nobody comes in there, or in general, just to guard it. And there's a big difference between the shoymer, tafkir of the shoymer, to the tafkir of the mishoyer or the shoyer. So you have mishoyer, shoyer, shoymer. Mishoyer is a singer. Shoyer is the gatekeeper, or open to close the gate. Shoymer means a guard. First of all, where does the Rambam bring the inyan of the guarding of Beis HaMikdash? Not in the Hilchos. The place where he brings Shoymer is in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Ve'Alayivti. Halachos of Klei HaMikdash, and the people that work of Beis HaMikdash. And there he says, there he brings that the kingdom of the Levi. But the Shmir, he brings also Shmir over there as well. But he brings another place Shmir, and that is Hilchos Beis HaBchira. When he speaks about the way Beis HaMikdash is built, he goes ahead to say the exact measurements of Beis HaMikdash. And there he says, Shmir Beis HaMikdash Mitzvah Esa. Ta'av b'shein shom pachas mi'oyeh v'loim lisi. Not because, why do you have a guard to Beis HaMikdash? Not because you're afraid someone's going to come in. Shein Shmir Osoy Ela Kovod Loi. The reason you have a Shmir, it's honor. It's an honor. It's like, you know, it's a covet. It's basically, if you want to have an example, Moilam Hazeh, it's like the guards that you have in Buckingham Palace in England, right, in London. What do you have over there? You have their guards. They're not guarding the place. It's not their tafkit. It's more something of honor, of covet. So in the Mikdash, that's what it is. In Yuchas Beis HaMikdash, you have a halacha, you have to have a shomer. And the Shmira, who does this in Levim? And the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, goes ahead, he brings two separate mitzvahs. There's mitzvah kavbeis. What's mitzvah kavbeis? Shetzivonu lishmor ha-migdosh. It's the guard of Beis HaMikdosh. Ulalechet tzivoy tomit b'cholaylo, b'cholaylo, you have to guard lo, l'chabdolo, we have to guard Beis HaMikdosh, make it b'chobot. And then it goes on there and say, by the way, who's the one who does shayim? Remember the Kohanim, the Levim, Kohanim, inside Levim, outside. It's a mitzvah of shmira. Beis HaMikdosh is part of the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdosh. Mitzvah Kavchim, Kav Gimel, says the Rambam, Shinitztavu HaLevim, Mitzvah Levim, Levad LaAvoid B'Migdosh, then they have to go to do other avoidus, K'moy Mi'ila Sashorim, V'loy Ma'ashirim HaKorban, to sing and to collect the doors. That's Avoid Levim. I see a very big difference between the Shmira and the other avoid. The other avoid is Avoid on the Levim. They have to go and do Shira. They have to go and do Shoyim. The avoid the Shmir's Beis HaMikdash is avoid the Beis HaMikdash part. It's like the Beis HaMikdash you have to have a Mizbeach and you have to have a Choyma. You have to have Shmir as well as part of Korban HaMikdash. Who does it? Kohen and Levi. But it's not that Tafki which is upon a Levi so much. And that's very Meduyak. That's Chazal Shon brings the Rambam in Hilchas. And when he speaks about avoid the HaMikdash, he speaks about all these together. Listen to the Lashon Rambam. Avoid the Shiloimi. What's the avoid the Levi? Shiyu Shoyimrim Beis HaMikdash. Guard the Beis HaMikdash. Ve, sheyu mehem sho'ayir liftar sho'ayir. Some of them will be the gatekeepers to open and close. Well, I give the toysof. Fiyu mehem sho'ayir sho'ayir l'karban. Some of them will sing. So you see, when he says, yeyu mehem, some of them will do this, some will do that, it's only when he speaks about the sho'ayirim and the mesho'ayirim. But when he speaks about shmir, just as a general thing. Sheyu sho'ayir Beis HaMikdash. So, some want to say, that's what Chazal Shon brings as well, this idea that this is the difference. That the tafkid of a Levi to be mimune al-Masor, his tafkid, what the Brisker Rav says, that's different than a Levi and a Kohen. Then a Kohen is not Mimune, but a Levi is Mimune. That's only when the shear that they have in the Korban and the Shoyer that they have in the door. But the Shoyer to go in and guard the Beis HaMikdash, which is the covered Beis HaMikdash, has been doing in the Rambam. That brings also Rav Moshe Weiss over here, that this Raya. That is something which is not Mimune. Now you don't have a specific Tavka Levi, because Abraham, it's not a Levi. So it's part of Hilchus Beis HaMikdash. It's a general thing that they are associated with. Therefore, that one, they could change. So according to that, because of Gishmak, Moshe Rabbeinu, what is it say Moshe Rabbeinu? He was a Mishoirer, he was a singer. Shmuel told me, yeah, Moshe had the call. And he was, what was the other thing he was? He was a Shoimer, not a Shoyer. But it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a guard in Beis HaMikdash. Then, so we ask, how could it be that he does two things? To do two things, only the difference between a Shoyer and a Mishoirer. Shoimer is something else. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that he was a Shoyer and a Mishoirer. It says he was a Mishoirer and a Shoimer, a guard, which is not part of the Hilchus Levim. That you can either change, that you can explain how Moshe Rabbeinu does both. At this to end, now the Shir before Shavuos really connects this beautifully, is there's another thing the Levim have. And this, if you want to have an example of this Tavka the Levi to be a Shoimer Samidash, it's really not a tafka on them. It's a tafka to have a Samin, they have a Shmira. Just the Levi is the one who is the most appropriate to do it. Just technically. So it's not a din, not a minor Levim. It's a din, but it's a Mikdash where the Levi goes to it. What else do we find similar to that? We find the inyan of the dedication to Limud HaKleira. Because the last halacha, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, in the end of Shmita V'Yoyvel, right, that last Rambam everybody knows, but the Rambam says over there, Pirkei Gimel, why did Levi not get a chilek in Eretz Yisrael? He is separated. To do what? To obey the Hashem and to teach Torah. So he says, the Pesach in Parashas Yisrael, they teach Torah Yisrael. So the Agribu did not give them not they have to be busy with Parnasa, to be busy with Nachlis, so they can be able to learn Torah. That's what it says, that's what a Levi does. And the next halacha, the last halacha, the famous halacha, not only Shemit Levi can be in the Torah to be dedicated to Torah that way. Any person in the world, he wanted to come and dedicate himself. And he has the chap, le'ibod de'lamoy lefnei Hashem l'sharsoy u'lo'ovdoy l'ades Hashem. He wants to go and dedicate himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. Ve'holoch yosha kamo she'osor lo'ikim. He went straight to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did him. Part about tzavoro ol cheshboim nesarabi u'shevik shvuri adam. He took away all this disturbance that people have, the bothering that people have. Ha'reiz in his kadosh kodesh kadoshim. He can elevate himself to be kodesh. So Akshmog will be his chelik, and Akshmog will give him pranos, his chelik will say, trying to speak like a Moshe Zelchel of the Qur'an and Levi, like he gave the Qur'an and Levi. So any person could go ahead and become a Shevet Levi. That's the famous Rambam. The famous Rambam that used the Qur'an. Right? The Rambam, anybody who wants to be a Shevet Levi, can be a Shevet Levi. So here's another example. The Levi has a din to be what? The idea of being dedication to Torah only. That tafke to be a dedication to Torah only, it's something which is levim. But it's not that it's a din of a Levi. Kol Ish B'Yisrael, anybody can join it. It's not a din specifically to a Levi. The only reason, the Levi is the one who's most appropriate because he doesn't have a nachlo, has nothing bothering him. So he's the one who's dedicated to Shevet Levi, dedicated to Torah. If someone else wants to join, he can join. Now you can go and associate that to the din Shmir and Beis HaMikdash, din Beis HaMikdash. The one who's most appropriate is Levi. That tafke to a Levi specifically, like the Shira and like the Shoyarim, with the Yavalocha that you cannot go and interchange.